Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
2 Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment.
Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Hey, Frank, do we have, I hope we do, I hope we have our little music to honor Memorial Day. Can we play that for as the close music, and can you give me a countdown for that when you can? That'd be great. Absolutely great. Frank is the magical engineer, folks. We can't say what all he does because he does so much. All right, we got a great show, and we have our quack report. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about gene editing. Got some more information for you there. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. This is time grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Psalms 33. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him and upon them that hope in his mercy. Yeah, he's our blessed hope. He's returning for those that are looking for him. Hope you are. If you aren't, seek his face because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, we got some gene editing experiments. They did it on hamsters. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you what you think about this. There was these scientists, they went to the hamster realm. You know, cuddly little things, you know, usually very docile in nature. Well, they're rodents, and they ended up in the lab, and they decided they wanted to edit the gene in these hamsters that they thought influences aggression. So this was the Georgia State University folks. They did this really weird experiment. They conducted, they had a surprise at the end. The scientists kind of blew it, but the scientists actually used a CRISPR device to edit their hamster genes. They went in and turned off the receptor, they said, inside the gene expression that had vasopressin in it. It's a hormone they said is associated with enhanced aggression. So they turned it off. And they figured, our hamsters are going to be so sweet and docile, that they, no aggression. Well, what happened was it made them super aggressive. Oh, yeah, hyper-aggressive hamsters. Say that three times fast. You know, can you imagine that on the hamster wheel? The thing would probably spin right off the hinges. But they said that they were surprised. It was a dramatic change from what they wanted. So just remember that when you think science knows everything, they don't. All right, moving along in the quack report. Poor little hamsters. Global wheat war. I want you to be aware of this, folks. We've been kind of trying to warn you from time to time that wheat's going to get extremely expensive. I was encouraging you earlier that to go get a wheat mill so you can grind your own wheat and get some wheat and put up some wheat, you know, because the wheat that's whole and it's not ground won't go rancid. So you can only grind what you want when you want to use it. So get you a nice wheat grinder and get you some organic wheat and put it up so that way you can make breads and things. So there's going to be a wheat shortage. It's underway actually now. Wheat prices are going to continue to go up, especially because of what's going on with the Ukraine. They used to export a lot of wheat. So the world's top producers of wheat have been Russia. It holds actually the global keys to the wheat supply. And now we had some problems, 18 months ago? We had a big, big storm that kind of wiped out our wheat crop. Also wiped out the buildings that were housing the supply, a backup supply of wheat. So we've been importing more wheat than we should have been. So be mindful of that. You can buy a wheat grinder, a wheat mill online, invest in that. And invest in, you know, several 5 gallon or so buckets of wheat and have some on hand. So whenever you need it. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Sorry. Button pushing thing a thing, Frank. Frank's going to get out the wet noodle on me. Sorry, Frank. By the way, Frank, did you get the music for today? I hope so. I want to play that
closing music. You know, we're going to change the closing music for today if we can, and honor not only our righteous men and women in uniform, but also the Lord. So hopefully Frank's got that. So we're going to talk about gene editing because, you know, they're managing human identities. So that's what they're trying to do in science. Yes, Frank. He was saying yes, that band at the close. Yeah, that would be great. Just give me a countdown when we got to play that. You know, if we can play it in its entirety, it's such a pretty song. It really does honor the Lord. Amen? Okay. So let's get to our gene editing place here. The potential to manipulate human genes is really a scientific reality now. And how far science is going to go is the question. And how many in science are now saying it's already gone astray? So what gene editing can do is far-reaching. So it can influence cellular functions, emotions, memories, immune system, and more. So science is experimenting with the genetic complexity that makes each individual unique. However, standardization seems to be on the mind of science from crops to humanity. Now, how our cells function are at risk when gene editing is used. So the question is, how much modification is mankind willing to take? Well, they're redesigning. Like they try to redesign the hamster here, you know. Hamsters aren't really that aggressive, I don't think. You know, I'm sure, you know, there's moments when I guess they could get a little ticked off, but hamsters are very calm little creatures. But anyway, what gene editing is actually doing is redesigning the molecule mechanism that influence cellular functions. So the gene that is edited can change genetic stem cells even. And it can change your emotions and your hormones, your immune system cells, bones, which make blood cells, your brain cognitive ability, and your reproductive system, and a whole lot more. So changing the characteristics of our cells is the grassroots of creation. So a little gene edit here and there, and before you know it, technology enhancements to the human body will surely change our perspective on what it is to be human. So it's an interesting concept, and Frank's saying, bigger question is, how much genetic manipulation will the Lord accept before he ends it? Good question, Frank. I mean, you know, that's his copyright they're messing with. The image of God can't do that. Well, let's look at, there was an article in Science, the journal Science, April 2017, and they said this: genetic technologies have the ability to change the characteristics of our cells and perhaps our individual and human identities. They go on to say genetic technologies are likely to force us to revisit historical arguments for what constitutes personhood. Wow, really? Well, this is like, you know, this is a big mother may I step away from the Holy Bible for sure, right? Let's look at the complex underpinnings here and have some understanding of what they're undertaking. Recently, scientists have learned that editing one gene can affect other genes and create unknown effects. So, as we see with the hamsters. So, science is bold enough to attempt to edit blood-forming stem cells, calling it a blood cell gene repair. Like we're all broken, and science says, we'll fix you? Oy. So, the course of this, you know, science is pushing the boundaries, and they're stating it's going to help us find cures for diseases, and we're just going to cut those disease genes out of our gene strand and be done with it. That's their attitude. And however, what science is discovering is that gene edits are not a cut and dry concept. Here's another quote from the Science Journal. They said, this is the new era in medical history. As curing or alleviating suffering, altering mental states, and establishing new capabilities has long been associated with radical new ideas about the self and its limits, end of quote. I'll say it's radical. So, you know, remember Charles Darwin? Remember that guy? Well, this is a big Charles Darwin hack, if you know what I mean. According to an April 2019 publication in The Economist, they say gene editing will give science formidable powers over human lives never before thought possible. So the theory is known as natural selections. Remember that, Charles Darwin, or survival of the fittest? He's the one that, you know, brought these things to life. And so these were all things that Darwin wrote about. But, you know, that's all going to become a dusty relic. That's what it is, as science determines what genes get passed on and which don't. So, mankind does not know what it's in for, really, for as the technologies extend the arm of redesigning man, what this will mean for the governing bodies, what this will mean for politics and for each individual, will most likely unfold into these new species as science attempts to meld man with animal species. And make no mistake, genetic reengineering of man is going to bring eugenics, inequality, dominant species, new societies and laws never seen before, and also the changes in your ecosystems. Here is a quote from author Jamie Metzl. He says, in the near future, Darwin's original concept of random mutation and natural selection will give way to the process that is far more self-guided than anything Darwin could have imagined. We have begun to alter biology more aggressively. Dangerous undertaking. I look at this, I was like, Pandora's box, right? Several scientists and others have voiced their concerns how science is crossing boundaries that are sacred, I'll say. Author Jamie Metzl says this: if we want to avoid dividing our species into genetic haves and have-nots, a dangerous reduction in our diversity, or genetic determinism that undermines our humanity, we will need to start living our values. That's right. He says we can't let the dark side of human nature to be empowered through gene editing tools. We need a strong ethical and cultural framework to use technology wisely. Well, this is what I've been saying. You know, there's no accountability. There's no laws with bite in them that would punish scientists that cross the line. So what we are hearing from some in the scientific community is that when science edits our gene code, it means they are wanting to manage what it means to be human. They want to manage that. And we're going to get to that, what that really means, in a minute. So without adequate oversight, regulations, laws that define what is and what is not allowed, we run this risk of difficulty in peeling this back and preventing abuse. So we already see the potential for such abuse when treatments that modify human DNA and make genetic changes, offering those who own the patents on the treatments and exercising legal arguments that such redesigns or recreations of genetic code are therefore owned by the patent owner. So this suggests that patients of such treatments are subject to the patent and its owners. And this is essentially medical terrorism and the loss of freedom. That's what that is. So if you didn't understand what I just said, there have been cases in the courts where people that are genetically modified in some form of therapy or treatment, the owners of the patents of those genetic therapies are claiming they now own the individual. Yeah, that'd be the patient. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So I look at this and I say, you know, your trust should be well placed, okay? So it's really dangerous for any of us to assume that science knows more than it really does, and it can take Well, this can escalate into treatments that do more harm than good. So always research your therapies before you do them. And I put my trust in the Almighty Creator, and I put my trust in His herbs. He promises His herbs are for our health and well-being. So the path of wellness is one that is close to God. So you have natural options that are effective and without toxic side effects. More people are discovering this, and they want true cures and not drug management. Great. So I would never personally undergo gene editing treatments. I'm keeping what God gave me. I'm keeping the original equipment and everything else. Aside from trauma care, which occasionally you need that, just like I just experienced a leg injury and I had to go seek care, I think that's where medicine shines, is trauma care. But for the internal medicine issues, it's all about management of some kind. It's not about curing it. So I rely on the medicinal herbs for my wellness. So I encourage you to call the people at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog, and they have professional strength, organic, immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening herbs. And you'll be surprised how powerful God's herbs are and how they will empower you. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and take advantage of their Memorial Day sale. It's 30% off orders of $55 or more, and use coupon code at checkout FLAG22 and save 30%. But you want to hurry because the sale does end on May 31st, and some restrictions apply. So check that out if you can. And by the way, we have an extraordinarily bad electrical storm, Frank, right now. I don't know if you can hear this on the mic, but it's bad. I mean, we just had a tornado watch. It just skipped us. It was on a highway, the highway 321 to 16, and it just skipped us by a few miles. So I hope we don't lose power here. Well, anyway, if we do, we have backup generators that can kick in, but still, FYI, Frank. I don't know. Can you hear the electrical thunder? Can you hear that thunder? It's popping. Woo, and it's raining hard. Okay, so we got a few minutes before we're going to take a little break here, and I want to talk about technology and our vision, okay, because I've been getting lots of calls about vision issues, and we're in an age where our eyes are really stressed because we're looking at a lot of blue screens. We get a lot of radiation off devices now, so our eyes are stressed more than ever before. And there seems to be some question as the effects of all this technology that we're using every day in our lives, how it's affecting the cells of our eyes and our vision health. So we have heard some neurologists, they feel that, hey, those blue screens, they're not good for your brain, they're not good for your eyes, not good for your central nervous system. And there's really not any long-term studies on a lot of this stuff yet, and the ones that are coming out, some of it's suppressed. You don't hear about it. So our eyes are part of our brain due to they are, constructed from neurological tissue. The environment is becoming more of a virtual world every day, and what we see is radiation tends to be associated with a lot of technology, and we can get a cumulative effect on it. So we're going to take a look at this, and we're going to look at radiation in our eyes. There are a lot of studies now that are suggesting that the radiation coming from where you work, from your home devices, is typically detrimental to health. And so in one report, it was suggesting that metal eyewear, your eyeglasses, I used to have metal eyeglasses, Frank. I went to plastic, right? But they're saying the metal eyeglasses can refocus the radiation and increase it, causing a higher level of that it affects human tissue, including your eyes. So the use of smartphones, for example, have really, the testing, I think, that says they're dangerous has been suppressed. The safety tests on them. And so let's say you have a smartphone and you're talking and you're listening with your ear instead of on your earbud or you're on speaker. So you put it up next to your ear, but then you have metal glasses on. And the wearers of metal glasses, that whole thing right there with the metal glasses and your smartphone hasn't been certified to be a safe combination. So public schools also have installed a lot of devices with Wi-Fi and 5G, using a lot of Google platforms there in classrooms now. And people are required to agree to waive or release their rights with regards to using these products. So the terms that state liabilities that involve neglect, lawsuits, claims, expenses, injury, damages, and death are all waived. So this means your school system, your superintendents, your county commissioners, they're waiving rights. How does that affect students and the teachers? Well, they can't sue, apparently. These liabilities, you waive your rights to all this stuff if you want to access the Google platforms using the Wi-Fi and the 5G. So there you go. And the contracts are very explicit that anyone in public schools that are exposed to these radiation devices on these networks can't file a claim for damages even if they could prove fault or fraud. Well, I know there's a way around that, Frank. I'm sure there's something in the Black's Law Dictionary there that you could argue. Right, Frank? I'm sure you could find something. Well, and let's see. So even if – here's a quote. This is an organization of environmental health and trust, and they say, even if the party knew or should have known that such damages were possible, the party will not be held liable under the agreement for more than $1,000. So they're saying that's what's tucked into a lot of these agreements your school boards and your superintendents agree to sign. So even if you could sue, your cap is $1,000. But here's the Earnest Organization of Environmental Health Trust. They say microwave radiation from a smartphone is a confirmed human carcinogen. The safe amount of carcinogen for human eyes is zero. Wow. So children wearing metal glasses could intensely receive radiation from these devices. Go to plastic, parents. Go to plastic eyewear. Please do that. Oh, well, I mean, what could it hurt, really? I mean, if there's a big question mark, then I would go to the plastic eyewear. Just get the Ester insurance in case they break them. Get a spare pair. There's a place online called iBuyDirect, so EYEBUYDirect.com. It's a place out of Canada. You go up there, you plug in your prescription, you select your frames and your lenses, and they ship you the glasses in 2 weeks, and it's like half the price of what you would spend at the eye doctor's office. So, I mean, you can definitely get a spare pair for the kid, definitely. You can get a lot of bells and whistles. You could get the transitional lenses, the light lenses, the scratch resistant, the blue screen coating, all that stuff. Great pair of lenses, quality stuff, by the way, quality lens frames, and you might spend $200. That's it. If you go to the eye doctors, they're wanting $500, $800. I'm like, yeah, right. So I buy direct. You don't need to give them a prescription. You just need to type it in on their website. So you don't need to send them a prescription. There are other shops like that online that are within the United States, and they're requiring to see your prescription. Oh, well. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. I'm a little long in this segment, but we'll be right back with more.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Fred Astaire's kind of music. He was dancing with the coat rack. Trying to think of the name of the movie. Was it Wedding Something? Something Wedding. Anyway, great retro stuff. Thank you, Frank, for getting that. All right, we are going to be talking about the technology. We're going to continue with the technology in our eyes. There is this admission. There are, on some devices that your manufacturer will actually admit there are safety concerns to health using some of their devices. An example would be your Samsung Gear. It's the VR series. It states that seizures or blackouts are possible, and this is for people that are gaming. So the flashing lights can affect neurological symptoms in the virtual reality systems that people are using, and the seizures are more common in children and young adults under the age of 20. So children younger than 13 are they're advised not to use the equipment, and manufacturers state you should not use the virtual reality gear if you have certain conditions or symptoms, because it will magnify those conditions. Now think about this. If you're tired, it'll make you feel more tired. If you're sleep deprived, it'll make you feel more sleep deprived. If you're anxious, if you're sick with the cold or flu, if you have a headache or a migraine, or if you have an earache, why is that? Think about it. Well, it's your brain. Let's talk about it. The human brain is really not designed to endure persistent exposure to radiation. So today, most of the professionals rely on their smartphones to remind them of their work schedule, offer travel directions, and even wake them up in the morning, in addition to being a communicator, you know, a phone device. So never sleep with these devices, and never have modems and routers in your bedroom. Try to limit that radiation. So like, if I go to bed, I leave my phone in another room, my cell phone. I don't, you know, I'm not a big fan. I swear, my kids gave me the hardest time. I had the flip phone for the longest time. I mean, I was getting little jokes like, oh, is that Captain Kurt's phone? Oh, anyway, but it crapped out after a while, and I had to go get something else, and what are you going to do? All right. Well, yes, you can just avoid them. Well, I moved to a new town, and I needed to find my way around, and they don't print maps anymore. Everything's digital. Here's a quote from Dr. Lloyd Morgan. He's a central brain tumor registry expert of the United States. He said, there is every indication that cell phones cause brain tumors, salivary gland tumors, and eye cancer. The cell phone industry provides a substantial portion of the research funding, which is hidden from the public. There needs to be fully independent studies to protect the citizens from the damaging health hazards of microwave radiation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sort of like, you know, the drug companies do the testing on their own drugs thing. So does your technology cause cataracts? What do you think, Frank? Think the technology can give you a cataract? Well, this is a good question. University of Chicago wanted to know the answer to that. So in 1988, they knew many people were suffering from radiation-induced cataracts. That's what they found. So what the masses are experiencing is carcinogenic currents that pass through your eye. This is especially risky for infants and children. And most public schools, you know, do have, they've introduced the Wi-Fi and on the campuses in elementary school and high schools too. So from elementary, middle, high school, and then college campuses, you're radiated all the time. So the schools have become pretty toxic, really, in that regard. So in North Carolina, they have experienced a lot of students being diagnosed with a rare eye cancer. And in Huntersville, North Carolina, it seems to be clustered there. Yeah. They just had another case, Frank, on the news. It was an adult female. She had she came down with, I don't know if she was a school teacher or not, I don't remember. But anyway, she came down with cancer in the left eye, I believe. It always seems to be the left eye with the females. And so the radiation, you know, continues, you know. So eye damage is now compulsory, though, for an education in the public school system. Saturated RF microwave radiation for 8 hours a day during 10 months of the year. Well, longer, really, it's 12 months, so you get it at home, too. And radiation continues, you know, you got your smartphones, your Wi-Fi, your neighborhoods have Wi-Fi, you got wireless devices in your homes, and so forth. Here is a quote. This is from the University of Chicago. They said, microwaves commonly cause anterior and posterior subcapular opacities in epidemiologic studies in human subjects and animals, causing the formation of cataracts. It is scientifically proven that the formation of the cataracts seemed to be related directly to the power of the microwave and the duration of the exposure. Like cataracts, the microwaves induced by ionizing radiation is associated with damage to the lens cell membrane. Okay, so the lens of your eye is about the size and shape of an almond, and it's made up of living cells. And they've already have shown in scientific studies that microwave radiation coming off just your cell phones make cells vibrate really quickly. And when they vibrate really quickly, it creates a lot of heat. Not good. So what's going on is the cells of the lens of the eye are dying. That's what a cataract is. It's death of the lens. Yep. And they've already established in Japan, was it 95% of the people in Japan are nearsighted? What is that? Well, they're all in their devices. They're into their technology in Japan, just like Americans. So let's look at the epidemiological studies for a minute. Studies on health when you're living close to, let's, cell phone towers, using a lot of Wi-Fi, other technology that produces radiation, have shown widespread eye health issues, such as vision abnormalities, inflammation and dry eye, pain or burning of the eyes, eye pressure, floaters, cataracts, deteriorating vision, macular degeneration, and eye cancers. I was talking to someone the other day, Frank. They were talking about eye pressure, and they were on glaucoma drops. And I said, do you drink coffee or tea? And it was this woman and her mother, both having the kind of the same eye issue. And they go, yeah. I said, how much do you drink? And they drank each a pot of coffee a day. Uh-huh. Well, that's a lot of tannic acid there, and that pushes pressure up in the eye because it constricts blood flow to the eye. That's what caffeine does. And they go, oh, well, how come my eye doctor didn't tell me that? Yeah. I said, come off the coffee. Don't switch to black tea. It's going to do the same thing. Any tea that has caffeine, even the decaffeinated, still has the tannic acid in it. So you go to herb teas. They're fine. And you'll reduce that tightness and the swelling of the eye. So if any of you out there feel like you got a little tightness in your eye, dry eye, almost like when you sleep at night, your eyelids like sticking to your eyeball and it's not comfortable at all. Try not to sleep under vents or ceiling fans. That makes it worse. Also, if you've got swelling of the eye, you may even have creases on your eyelids, you know, that shouldn't be there. Almost like a stretch mark, like chapped skin. Anyway, so what you have is the eye is swelling, and the eyelids can't cover the entire eye and close, and then you're getting a lot of dry eye, and the lipid layer's drying out, and your eyelids are sticking. This is terrible. But, of course, you didn't get that explanation at the eye doctor. Watch the tannic acids. Also, red wine has a lot of tannic acid. White wine has much less, so if you like a little vino once in a while, kind of go to the white. And you know, do some eye exercises. If you got a lot of floaters, you know, just, you know, take a pencil and do little arcs in the air and focus on the eraser and then do figure eights. You have a 6 outer eye muscles that can get really tight and pull on the eye and the retina, and you can get floaters, which is little pieces of vitreous gel that break loose and float around your visual field. And watch, you know, the exposure. Watch the computer work. Try not to work too much. I'm bad at that. I am really bad at that. I have to, like, step away from my computer because I know it's not good for me. So there's – look at what's going on in your life and your environment, your technology you're using. All these little things can add up to a big thing with regard to vision problems. Definitely. Okay, so scientists now in 2014, they found that with just 1 hour of exposure to ionized or to radiation, dirty electricity, it causes oxidative stress on the lens of your eye. Now, if you've got routers and modems around your house, you know, for computer networking and things, you can make your own little Faraday cage and cut that radiation signal to your eyes in half by going to a hardware store and getting a little roll of screening, just like you would repair a window screen. They're on rolls, couple of bucks, maybe less than $10, and then you just unroll it and you cover your modem and your router. It will not impact your signal to your system. But it will cut the radiation signal that is hitting your body. So, yeah. So, just an hour of this kind of stuff, it oxidated stress on the lens of the eye. So this type of stress can easily produce cataracts. And this explains why areas of the world with higher intensive electromagnetic radiation at your big cities have higher incidences of cataract cases. So studies in 2018, which were not done by the phone companies, show that your 3G cell phone radiation damages your retina of your eye. So this destroys visual acuity, you get a lot of blurriness, distortion, macular degeneration, and then eventually blindness. So the retina loses its thickness, and the radiation destroys the rods and the cones in the retina. So, you know, try not to position yourself near those smart meters. I think it's terrible if you have a smart meter on the outside of your bedroom wall. That's bad. So we got a radiation plague, essentially, is what we got going. So the 5G network, it said that it's going to deliver a type of radiation that will increase the temperature in your eye. And this reminds me of the Bible passage that describes plagues in the latter days. This was in Zechariah 14. It says, "And this shall be the plague. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth." Dr. Rose Abdi, international neuroscience person, who says 40% of the electromagnetic radiation emitted from a cell phone goes directly into the hand and the head of the user. Well, that's because you're holding it and you're trying to listen. Dr. Om Gandhi, University of Utah, says microwave radiation is delivered deeply into the eye from a wireless device positioned directly against the skull. And this carcinogen energy vibrates the eye tissue at billions of times per second. Children absorb far more of this radiation than adults do. So, want to be proactive, kind of reduce your radiation exposure as much as you can. I know we're in the technological age, and it's really getting to the point where how do you function and have an employment without using some of these devices? So, but you can limit your exposure if you're aware of it. So be aware of it. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have some things that will improve and assist in the eye health area, so check it out. They have things for dry eye, macular, and cataracts, so check them out at thepowerherbs.com or simply give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And they have immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. So they got lots of stuff there. So if you're wanting to do a cleanse and remove radioactive particles, hey, they be the one to call. Oh, yeah. All right, we got a few minutes, and I wanted to talk about, you know, I got a call the other day, Frank, about people saying, you know, how do I, you know, how do I, you know, make the air in my home healthier? Oh, you know, forget the Febreze and forget the standard Glade and Johnson & Johnson, all that nonsense plug-in stuff. They're awful. I mean, when I was looking to move a couple of years ago, I was going into these buildings where all these plug-ins, and you know, they're very chemical in nature in their smell. They're supposed to be scented to smell like flowers and you know, but I can tell they were very chemical in nature, and they didn't really smell what nature made. And they annoyed me. My sinuses didn't like it at all. I've been in other people's homes that use those, and man, I can only take it for a little time, and then I have to go outside, you know? So, there's a place that I found where you can use your Glade plugins, but they have an oral organic oil that fits the plug-in. Yeah. So if you want lavender or cinnamon or eucalyptus, oh, it smells just like it should. And your house is smelling really clean and nice. I mean, I have gotten so many compliments. I love lavender, so my house is like this lavender tone to it. And people go and they go, what am I smelling? I said, you're actually smelling lavender for the first time. The other plugins don't have a natural lavender. People forgot what lavender smelled like. They're so used to the chemical copycats, the synthetic stuff. So when you smell actual lavender, and different lavender, depending on where it's grown, will have a different smell to it. Like some lavenders will have a little bit of a spice aroma, and then some don't, depending on where it's grown. So, you know, try standardizing lavender. What'd you say, Frank? Danger, those plug-ins have caused many house fires. Yeah, I imagine they could. You got to monitor them closely, or don't leave them plugged in when you're not there. A good point, Frank. But anyway, I'm just saying this because if you're looking for a healthier substitute, there's a company that has these natural organic oils. It's called Scentfill, Scentfill.com. Now, I'm not associated with them in any way. They are not paying me to say this. They're not a sponsor of this show. But I just love their oils. I think you'll be really impressed with those, and I think you'll like the natural aroma as well. So if you're looking for something healthier, make your home and office and everything smell better, I go with that. All right, so and the thing is, you know, people want to get rid of smells and bacteria in their homes. And if you notice, if you go into a lot of stores, even grocery stores now, they have these big diffusers, and they have supposedly all these aromas, all these natural oils coming out of these diffusers, and they're trying to sanitize the air, cleanse it of bacterial or viral droplets that, you know, can, you know, cause, you know, pulmonary infections and things. So I like, if you really want something like that, if you're worried about, you know, pulmonary colds and flus, eucalyptus is really an excellent antibacterial. It's a natural antibacterial. So is peppermint. So if you want to use, and I think Scentfill's got combination scents, so you can check them out. But eucalyptus and peppermint are good for that. You're also, your tree essences, like eucalyptus has this really great bacterial agent. Tea tree oil is another one. Tea tree is pretty pungent and strong, so you don't need a whole lot of it. If you put these essential oils, I always have this problem, Frank. If you have a diffuser and you're putting the oils in the diffuser, the oils kind of corrupt the plastic and rubber gaskets in the diffuser, and the diffusers don't last very long. You know? You ever notice that? If you can, you may want to even combine a little eucalyptus and tea tree oil and peppermint all together. You want to cleanse your units carefully. It's sort of like, you know, putting essential oils in a water pick. The rubber seals, the oils just do that. Usually, if you're putting any essential oils in a humidifier to cleanse the air, you can use six to ten drops, I think, of the oils in those humidifiers. Now, if you got a good size humidifier, then you may have to use maybe 1.5 teaspoons, depending on how much water you're adding. So you can use a lot of these oils to cleanse the air, make the home smell better. And you can get a bunch of these oil blends, usually, in just a few drops. Sometimes you can get each individual one, a little eucalyptus, a little peppermint, and you can just add it separately to your diffuser or your humidifier. So it does help cleanse the air, helps with respiratory system issues. One of the things I really, really like, Frank, are we past our time for our close music, honey? Oh, what happened to my countdown? Well, I guess we're going to have to go, but Taifu oil, if you're looking at that at thepowerherbs.com, check it out. That's a really good one to use. Call Apothecary Herbs 866-229-3663. And, of course, the sale, the Memorial Day sale, and save 30% details on the homepage or give them a call. So we're going to close with a little honor to our righteous men and women in uniform and our holy God above. So anytime you want there, Frank. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.
Sentence.